Before we dive into the latest episode of the Soulful Sales Show, just a quick note to say that I have a brand new, completely overhauled one-to-one coaching package and limited availability for new clients. This is for you if you are an online service provider, coach, course creator, or freelancer who wants to grow your audience and soulfully sell more of your offers in a way that works for you and your values. We will work on the strategy to suit your unique needs and energy and uncover and gently work with the self-doubt that is holding you back from your big goals. To find out more, head to ruthpoundwhite.com/mentoring or feel free to message me on Voxer at ruthpoundwhite to see if we'd be a good fit. There are so many ways we could be selling our stuff, but that doesn't mean we should or we have to. Today's Soulful Selling Stories guest is sharing how possible it really is to share from a place of values, trust, and relationship building to bring in a flow of client referrals without even having a website. Welcome to the Soulful Sales Show, where we talk about believing in the value of your offers, getting them in front of your right people, and selling more of what you do in your unique way. Hi, and welcome to today's episode of the Soulful Sales Show. We have had so many incredible chats over the course of this Selling Stories series, and I'm really pleased to bring to you yet another way of doing things. I am chatting with Monica Herold, who has worn many hats online and off: conversion copywriter, tutor, artist, book editor, youth pastor, and witch. It might seem like they're all disparate roles, but actually their core is the same. They're about bringing together things that are hidden or locked away and adding them to a giant pot that can then feed the community at large, a la the Stone Soup story. Unsurprisingly, she has many projects, including Things I'm Loving on Substack, Sanctuary Saloon for play, and Stone Soup Strategy Sessions for business strategy. Monica has given herself permission to sell in a way that is totally aligned to her values, and that doesn't require her to do all the things, rooted mainly in connection, trust, and detaching from the sale, actually, in the name of what is truly right for the work, right for the client, and right for her vision for the work that she wants to be doing. So can you start by telling us a little bit about your business journey?
I have been in the online space since 2009. I started writing back in like very early writing days when they would pay you to write in forums. To like generate traffic. So sometimes I would have like four or six different personalities that I was writing as in the same forum, having conversations with myself.
Wow.
And then I maybe got into like the online business space that I think we're both familiar with around 2011 or so. And I did some work doing healing stuff. I'm trained as a Reiki master and as a shaman. Well, we don't really say shaman anymore, but I did a 3-year apprenticeship. And then I've done copywriting and tutoring and a saloon, which is like my favorite thing right now, about play, for people to kind of gather and do play. And I run business strategy, one-to-one kind of like 6-month things that are VIP days with follow-ups built in, scaffolded, so that people get their chance to work on things on their own, kind of in like mini steps. So it's like 1 month, then 2 months alone, then 3 months alone to kind of get there. And I write still and edit.
Multi-passionate.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to talk about today about a really simple way that you have been bringing clients into your orbit. And really, I mean, in the conversation we were just having beforehand, the word that comes to my mind is just really staying detached from the sale in the name of what is best for the work, what is best for the client, and what is best for you.
Yeah.
So can you tell us more?
Yeah. So I think that it's so easy to get caught up in feeling a need for clients or for money, like in like a very basic way, right? Not in a way that I'm assigning any value to, but just like we need money to live in a capitalist society. And I've found that when I'm detached in and not placing attachment on having to work with a client, that I can offer more generously information or advice, kind of not in a standard discovery call, because I'm not actually trying to do sales in the call, but in a trying to figure out if I'm actually the right person to help them. And if I am, what is the best way that I can offer them to work together that'll both meet their needs and let me bring what I'm best at in a way that allows me to deliver it very well, rather than like deliver it in a way that people say you should deliver it in, or that is like the latest online trend for how you should deliver something. And really just staying true to that. So I had an instance recently where I was given a referral from somebody I'd worked with before. And when this person came to me, they had a completed manuscript and they were looking for some editing. And when we met, what was most important was to find out what they wanted to use the book for. Because if they needed it as a memoir that they just wanted their kids to read because they were going to self-publish it and they wanted to have their stories, then it would be okay as it was. But if they wanted to use it for anything else, for something for people who didn't know them at all, then it really needed to be tweaked. And so over the course of an hour, we spoke and I asked questions to learn a little bit more about what that was and to learn a little bit more about the woman that I was speaking with and what her journey had been. While I was doing that, it became really clear that she didn't want something that was just going to be for her kids to read, right? She wanted something that she could take to other places and use, not quite as a business resource, but almost as a business resource. And by really feeling detached and by being in a position where I didn't need the money, I was able to say, like, I'm not the right person for the particular editing that you're talking about. I know in the past, I might have felt like a need to contort, and because I can proofread, like that's fine, I can do it, but it's not where I really shine. And so allowing myself to say, actually, this is really how I can help was the better option in that instance. Does that kind of speak to what you were saying?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And I think so many of us have had those moments where we've thought, I can do this. I could do this, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe I should.
Yeah. And I think it's so easy to get caught up in that. Whether you're new to the online space or a veteran, people come and go, trends come and rise and fall. And one thing that I found to be really helpful is like as a compass is to look at what my values are and then to see about how I can put them into action as boundaries, right? So looking at a situation and saying, how can I bring more generosity to this situation, or how can I bring more detachment to kind of go back to what you were asking about earlier, or how can I bring more compassion for myself, right? Like it doesn't even like I learned that phrase like a values in action and boundaries as values in action from Randy Buckley, and she also always says that when you are like when you have boundaries, your boundaries have to include yourself in order for them to be complete, right? So like not only how can I be generous with others, but how can I make sure that my generosity really includes myself? And I think that that's so key and like such an important part of that equation.
I love that so much. And I think also including yourself, you would think sometimes, oh, sorry, my son is like crying in the
Oh,
background.
I
His
can't
daddy
hear
has
him.
gone to him. But if you can hear that, it's okay. But including yourself also includes like not just the short term of like, okay, I need this, like, do I need this sale? Do I need this money? But the
Right.
long term of the work you're meant to do.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I think for me, there's some decisions that I've made in the past year that have been designed to allow myself to have a little bit more breathing room there. And I've noticed that by like reducing my expenses and accessing some money that I have access to, in a way to draw it out has really allowed me to have that breathing space to look ahead to see like what can I do now that I wouldn't have in the past, but that will build for the future and will allow me to include myself in that generosity and that compassion and that like thinking about how we want to show up in community and in relationship and in right relationship.
And can you just share a little bit about what, because I know that you said beforehand when we were chatting, like you don't have a website.
Yeah.
And like, what does this generosity look like? How do you reach people
Yeah.
if not for the traditional way that everyone says that you need to have a website, you need to have this, that, and the other?
Yeah, so I am an introvert, so what I'm going to say right now is going to sound maybe a little bit contradictory, but I do enjoy m meeting people. And years ago, I was in a BNI group, which stands for Business Networking International. And if you want to know about it, or if anybody wants to go look it up, I'm not going to explain it, but it's a networking thing. And one of the things that I learned there, and I don't know that I learned it, but like that I heard it kind of within a framework, in a solidified sort of way, rather than kind of just being like a general concept, was this idea of just bringing referrals for people on a regular basis. And later, that relationship having like bearing fruit. I hate that phrase. Ugh. But like that it comes full circle, and really trusting that and trusting in the network of relationships. So when I work with people, I try to, whether I'm working as a customer or as a provider or a practitioner or in whatever way, really keeping in mind what's like, what are the ways that I can connect this person to something else that they need or to a resource that they need? I met a client recently at a like a potential client, because we're still talking, at a conference I was at for a weekend, and we were sitting in a hotel room talking. There were like four of us in the space, and I had only just met this woman, and we'd kind of moved on from the conversation we've been having, and they were like, "Well, what do you do?" Right? So I answered a little bit, and I didn't like I wasn't selling myself. I wasn't like, oh, let me do this and let me tell you how I do this and blah, blah, blah. I kind of talked about, oh, well, I had this experience recently with a client, and here's what we did to adjust the story that she had. And like we changed it. So this happened and this happened and this happened, and we just restructured it. Like it wasn't there. And they said, oh, I want to watch that movie, right? Like they were very excited about the story and wanted to know. And so I think through that connection that we had had prior to that conversation in that moment, because we'd been talking for like 3 hours at that point. So it wasn't like I dove in and I said, like, this is what I do, right? That then later the woman came back and she was like, well, I've written a book. I've been asked to submit it to a publisher, but something's not working with it. Can we, is that something you can help with? right? So like she came to me. And I find that by talking to people, my referrals come already vetted, right? And by like delivering well, which is made possible by doing something in the way that is like helps me best deliver good results, then people are referred to me. The same thing has happened with my business strategy clients that I work with. You know, I've been doing business strategy in different forms since 2012, when I helped people decide whether or not to set up Patreons and how to set them up in a way that was sustainable and not creating extra work for themselves, because that's not great when you're looking at something that you're supposed to like deliver monthly. And so people come and they're already a good fit generally, because if they're gonna come from a referral, chances are likely that they're a good match. Not always, but they're better than if I were just like running Facebook ads. And there's some implicit trust because they've worked with, or like they know the person who's referring them to me. And I'm usually pretty generous in offering feedback, or like, here's how I think you could approach this. And then saying, here's how I can help you approach this, but other people can also help you approach it. Like, go check them out. And because I think what's most important to me, whether like in any way that I'm working with people, is that it actually be helpful for them. And it's great when it's helpful for both of us, because that allows me to be sustainable in what I'm doing as well, right? And it allows me to continue to show up. And do my best, whatever that looks like on a given day, because it changes,
Yeah.
right?
Goes right back to those values you were talking about earlier.
Yeah, that I didn't want to say it, but yes, that is what I was thinking too as you said that.
Really glad that you shared it. I feel like we could talk for so much longer, but I'm really glad that you shared this different way of doing things because, you know, so far I've had so many conversations with through these soulful selling stories about all kinds of different things when it comes to how we sell or how we feel about selling. And this is yet another example of how you can do it your way and how your way might look very different to what a lot of people are talking about and teaching about online. So I love that. Thank you for sharing that. So before we finish, I just see your cat peeking in there.
You
I love
see her
it.
nose?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
love it. So before we finish, just a really quick question for you. What has been your biggest win, lesson, or mindset shift since being a member of the Soulful Sales Society?
I think it's been around what I was just describing, right? Like, I joined the Soulful Sales Society last year when it launched, and I made some of those decisions that I kind of referenced earlier in our conversation. In September. And I think that it was a combination of the space in the group, and I know like it's a Facebook group, so it's not high touch, but it's a good community, and it's nice to like I enjoy being able to see other people's stories and to like pop in and out, and I find it really helpful to know that there are other people who are also prioritizing doing things in a way that is aligned for them, not just like matching whatever. And so I think that it was helpful in making my like not making, but like feeling like I could make that decision. And then continuing on with it.
I love
So yeah.
that. Thank you. Thank you so much. And finally, I know you don't have a website. Where can people go to find out more about you and the work that you do?
Yeah, so there's a few different places. I'm on Facebook. That's probably where I'm most active. Although if you go to my Facebook right now, you'll see that I'm not super active, and it's because my sister had a baby, and so I have been pretty not active on Facebook. But usually, Facebook is a good place. I have a Substack called Things I'm Loving, I have a website for the Sanctuary Saloon, which is probably going to be happening this summer at some point, although I haven't set dates yet. So that's thesanctuarysaloon.com. And I think those are probably the best three places. I'm in other places that people can find me, but those are probably where I'd send folks.
Perfect. And I guess just get in touch if they
Yeah.
feel they're like the right person. Okay. Thank you so much, Monica.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Soulful Sales. If you have a moment to rate and review, know that it really does make a difference. And if you'd like to carry on the conversation, then you can connect with me on Instagram at Ruth Poundwhite, sign up to my newsletter at ruthpoundwhite.com/newsletter, or my personal favorite, join me inside the low ticket membership at ruthpoundwhite.com/membership. And keep doing what you're doing because your work really does matter.